T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Huh. Don't even try, homeboy.
See?
She's gonna school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Aaron's from Quincy. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Aaron's a teacher.
Bless your heart.
Thank you.
What grade do you teach?
I teach severe special ed, grade 12 plus.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's going to be pretty rewarding work, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Completely.
Are you nervous?
A little.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
You're amongst friends, honey. It's fine. It's just the four of us. We'll be fine.
Because nobody else listens.
Pretty much.
That's it. Aaron, you're the only one. We're counting on you.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Aaron?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions, Aaron. All you have to do is get more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you $100. If you tie, you lose. Kennedy has stepped out of our studio. She's over in that soundproof booth. We can see her. She's laughing at something in there.
I leave fire memes.
You leave fire memes. Look at the big board. Kennedy's got 3,080 wins, 257 losses. Here we go. Question number one. That Friends reunion special on HBO Max featuring the entire cast might not happen after all.
Shocking.
Apparently, the cast and the studio are very far apart on money at this moment. Friends was just taken off which streaming service after several years?
Netflix.
Hurt my soul when they did that.
Yeah. Question number two. Lin-Manuel Miranda, turning 40 years old today, is the creator of Hamilton, did the music for Moana, and he also played Jack the Lamplighter in this 2018 musical alongside Emily Blunt.
Cats.
Question number three. Finn Wolfhard from Stranger Things failed his driver's test.
No.
Finn also starred in this 2017 horror flick based on a Stephen King book. What movie is it?
It.
Kid can't afford a chauffeur. He's going to be all right.
Question number four.
Stars in the world.
Amber Heard was seen kissing a cinematographer by the name of Bianca Buddy in some paparazzi photos. Who is Amber Heard's ex-husband?
Oh, God. I have no idea.
Question number five. Don't expect the person who replaces Daniel Craig as James Bond to be a woman, one of the producers of the franchise says, and I quote, "He can be of any color, but he is male." Who was the first actor to ever portray Bond in a feature film? It was 1962's Dr. No. That's a tough one.
I know it, but I don't know the name.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. Woo-hoo.
I want to get away.
Are we still on this?
Yep.
To our sweet escape.
Kennedy,
yep.
Aaron got 2 out of 5. These are tough.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
That Friends reunion special on HBO Max featuring the entire cast might not be happening after all. Apparently, the cast and the studio are very apart on the money at the moment.
Shocking.
Friends was just taken off of which streaming service
Netflix.
After several years? Yes, that is correct. Tied to one, question number two. Lin-Manuel Miranda turning 40 today. He's the creator of Hamilton and did the music for Moana. He also played Jack the Lamplighter in this 2018 musical alongside Emily Blunt.
Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins. Yes, not Cats. 2-1. Question number three. Finn Wolfhard from Stranger Things failed his driver's test, Kennedy.
He can't be old enough to get a driver's license. Wow.
Finn also starred in this 2017 horror flick based on a Stephen King book. 3-2. Question number four. Amber Heard was seen kissing cinematographer. The woman's name is Bianca Buddy. There are some new paparazzi photos, Kennedy. Mm. Who is Amber Heard's ex-husband?
Johnny Depp.
Nice job. 4-2. Question number 5. Don't expect the person who replaces Daniel Craig as James Bond to be a woman, one of the producers of the franchise says, and I quote, he can be of any color, but he is male. Who was the first actor to ever portray Bond in a feature film?
Sean Connery.
It was 1962's Dr. No.
Sean Connery.
Sean Connery.
Oh. Nice job, Kennedy. Sean Connery is correct.
That's not what your mother said last night, Trebek.
Also one of his greatest
works.
This
is what they know of Sean Connery, and this is what we know of Sean Connery.
Excuse me, I know The Rock.
It's amazing. Oh, stop.
Welcome to The Rock.
No, you need to get educated on
Kennedy, you got all 5 right.
Sexist, misogynistic James Bond movies. Thank you. Woo! Woo! Should I change my woo now to woo?
Yes. You don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of tickets. You're going to see Jeff Dunham January 23rd at Aganis Arena. Tickets on sale now. You're going for free. Enjoy that show, okay?
Thank you.
All right, have a great day at school. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
I'm Erin, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Yeah, just not a good one.
Don't even try, homie. It used to be.
Kennedy knows this game. It's called Spin the Bottle. You probably never heard of it.
And if you liked a boy, you just kept doing his sign back and forth and back and forth while looking each other in the eye.
The OG sliding into the DMs. You're going down.
That's how you did it back in my day, Annie. That's how you did it.
Kennedy knows this really cool game. It's called 7 Minutes in Heaven.
Oh, we did that in 7th grade. Playing Prince records. Scott Garcia. Woof.
Wonder what Scott's doing now. Let's look him up on Facebook.
He's married, has kids. There, he's doing amazing. I saw him at the last reunion.
All right, David is from Lynn. Good morning, David.
Good morning, guys.
Hey,
David works in the paint department of a hardware store.
Cool. I love the paint department.
Yeah. David, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
All right, 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to score yourself $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Kennedy's got 3,081 wins, 257 losses, and she has stepped out of the studio. She cannot hear anything that is about to happen. Are you ready?
Ready.
Question number 1. Burger King has offered Prince Harry a job. What is the name of Burger King's new plant-based burger?
The Impossible Whopper.
Question number 2. Amazon is doing a Jack Reacher TV series. Which action star played Jack Reacher in the movies?
Tom Cruise?
Bet he sucks at Flip Cup.
Yeah, he does.
Question number 3. Paris Hilton has started a cooking show on her YouTube channel called Cooking with Paris. She had a hit reality show for 5 seasons back in the mid-2000s called The Simple Life. Who was her co-star?
Richie. I forget her first name. It's Lionel Richie's daughter.
Yeah. Need the name. And don't swear.
Drawing a blank.
All right. Question number 4. Steely Dan and Steve Winwood are hitting the road this summer. Steve Winwood is the original creator of which song whose remake by Kygo and Whitney Houston is currently getting a lot of play right here on Mix?
Higher Love.
Question number 5. A Knicks fan is frustrated because he hit a half-court shot at a game and the prize was $1,000 in lotto tickets. Then after he scratched them off, he realized he'd won just $570.
It's the most Knicks prize ever.
Just give away the $1,000.
What is the full name of the Knicks basketball team?
The New York Knickerbockers.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Off, David.
David is coming for him.
About to paint his wallet green with $100.
Uh-oh.
Kennedy.
That does not sound good for me.
David from Lynn got 4 out of 5.
Right. Well done,
correct.
Sir.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yep.
Burger King has offered Prince Harry a job. What is the name of Burger King's new plant-based burger?
The Impossible Burger. The Impossible Whopper.
Don't they already have a king?
Yeah, but they could always
use another. That's a prince. He's a prince.
Oh, sorry.
The commercials would be outstanding.
I know, right?
He will never be king.
The creepy king and Prince Harry in a commercial together?
They are trying to be independently wealthy.
He just smacks a crown off Harry's head. I don't watch that.
The BK Lounge.
Tied at 1, question number 2. Amazon is doing a Jack Reacher TV series. Which action star played Jack Reacher in the movies?
Tom Cruise.
Tied at 2. Question number 3. Paris Hilton has started a cooking show on her YouTube channel called Cooking with Paris. She had a hit reality show for 5 seasons back in the mid-2000s, The Simple Life. Who was her co-star?
Nicole Richie.
Nicole Richie did. 3-2. Question number 4. Steely Dan and Steve Winwood are hitting the road this summer. Steve Winwood is the original creator of this song whose remake is a hit right now. It features Kygo and Whitney Houston. What is the name of that song?
Higher Love.
Yes. All right, 4-3. Question number 5. A Knicks fan is frustrated because he hit a half-court shot at a game and he got $1,000 in lotto tickets and he scratched them all off and only won $570. Dumb.
What does he want? What does he want?
They should have just given him $1,000.
He had a half-court shot. He deserves it.
They were donated by the lottery.
You should get more than that for a half-court shot.
100%.
That's a $10,000 shot.
James Dolan's worth billions.
What is the full name of the Knicks basketball team?
The New York Knickerbockers.
Look at you.
Wow.
All right, Kennedy.
Woo! Yeah. Oh, this is fire.
David, I'm sorry. Kennedy got all 5 right. You only got 4 right. You don't get the cash. But I do have concert tickets. You are going to see Camila Cabello September 11th at the TD Garden. Tickets are on sale now. You're going for free. Enjoy the show. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you head out?
This is Dave from Lynn. Can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Emily is from Braintree. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Emily is taking the day off today. It is her mom's 70th.
What?
Oh, that's so nice.
What are you doing
it
for
is.
Her?
It is. We're going out for her birthday.
Ooh. Okay. Well, I wish we could say happy birthday to her, but the attorneys around here suck, and we're not legally allowed to say happy birthday. Apparently, we don't own the rights to the words happy or birthday.
Absolutely not, sir. Absolutely.
Emily, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, we're going to give you $100. Kennedy stepped out of the studio. She's over in that soundproof booth. We can see her. She just can't hear us. She's got 3,082 wins, 257 losses. Are you ready?
I am.
WWE Hall of Famer Rocky Johnson died yesterday. He was the father of Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Finish the iconic quote from The Rock in his wrestling days. Can you smell blank?
Fear.
It's not terrible.
I like that.
I want to yell it so bad.
I know.
Thank you for not doing that. Question number 2. R&B star Aaliyah would have been 41 years old today. She had 3 albums in her short life, and all 3 went double platinum. She was married when she was only 15 years old. Who was she married to?
I have no idea.
Okay. Question number 3. Bon Jovi is going on tour with Bryan Adams. Which of those two had a big hit with the song Summer of 69?
Bryan Adams.
Question number 4. The Jonas Brothers have added to their list of performers at this year's Grammy Awards. They have been on tour since August. It's their first tour back together as a band, and it's named after their new album. What is the tour and album called?
No idea.
Question number 5. Margot Robbie was asked about dealing with sexism, and she said it's the everyday stuff that gets to her. She says, and I quote, "It's naturally ingrained in people that they turn to the closest, eldest male in the room and direct the question at them, even if you're most equipped to answer it." Who does Robbie play in the DC universe? No idea.
I have no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Emily, I'm not sure how your mom feels about that performance.
Yeah, that wasn't
terrible.
Not a great birthday present.
All right, Kennedy. Emily got 1 out of 5.
Sooch.
Sooch.
What are you doing over there? Did you forget, Annie?
I just had a...
Sometimes you got to make it your own, Carson.
Had a mental lapse.
We're doing a thing here.
Yeah, we have a thing.
Well, maybe we go Sooch, and she goes, Sooch. Sooch for you. She does a dance.
All right, Kennedy, these are tough. Are you ready?
Yep.
WWE Hall of Famer Rocky Johnson passed away yesterday. He was the father of Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Finish the iconic quote from The Rock in his wrestling days. Can you smell blank?
What? Oh, is it what The Rock's cooking? What The Rock's cooking? If you smell
is cooking. There it is, Kennedy. Nice job. That is correct. All right. 1-0. Question number two. R&B star Aaliyah would have been 41 today. She had three albums in her short life, and all three went double platinum. She was married when she was only 15 to whom?
R. Kelly. Robert Kelly, excuse
Gross.
Me.
2-0. Question number three. Bon Jovi is going on tour with Bryan Adams.
Mm-hmm.
Which one of them had a hit with the song Summer of 69?
Bryan Adams.
That is
some
correct.
Canadian goodness right there.
He also did that song that is dead to me. Everything I do for you.
I forgot about that.
Because that was the first dance at my first wedding.
Oh. Thank God I picked an obscure country song that I'll never hear again.
3-1. Question number four. The Jonas Brothers have been added to the list of performers at this year's Grammys. Kennedy, you know they've been on tour. They have a new album. The tour and the album have the same name. What is it called?
Happiness is.
Cook.
Oh. Happiness. Don't. Happiness begins, Kennedy.
Let's find a place where happiness begins.
Oh, Annie,
begins.
Come on.
3-1, question number five. Margot Robbie was asked about dealing with sexism, and she said it's the everyday stuff that really gets to her. Who does Margot Robbie play in the DC universe?
Harley Quinn.
Hey, there you go, Kennedy.
Damn you, Jonas Brothers. I almost had a perfect day.
4-1 is the score. Emily, you don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of tickets to see Tovlo February 10th at the House of Blues. Tickets are on sale now. You're going to that show for free. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Emily from Braintree, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.